Vance, Dems lack self-awareness, they've been using violent rhetoric for decades. By Jeff Poore on March 19, 2024. Monday on FNC's Hannity, Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., defended former President Donald Trump over the media's portrayal of his use of bloodbath in a campaign speech last week in Dayton, Ohio. Democrats and the media have criticized Trump for his comments, which his defenders say were taken out of context to score political points. Vance accused Democrats of lacking self-awareness when making the charge, noting how they have used violent rhetoric for some time. So, Joe Biden, the irony of all this, he chose a vice president that supported the rioting in the summer of 2020, tweeted out the bail fund, and then went on Colbert and said they're not going to stop. They shouldn't stop, I'm not going to stop, and that violence is going to continue, host Sean Hannity said. And ironically, also called out the one person in the Democratic primary that called him out for partnering with the former Klansman to stop the integration of public schools and busing. She said she was one that girl, she was that person that was punished because of what Joe was trying to do. Pretty ironic on both fronts, wouldn't you say? Yeah, I'd say so, Sean, Vance replied. The Democrats seem to not have great self-awareness on this stuff. They've been using violent rhetoric to describe their political opponents, not just for a couple of cycles but for decades. And if we just go back to what President Trump said, one of the craziest things I've seen today is that a Chinese car executive, Sean, promised a bloodbath in the American auto industry, literally echoing exactly what Donald Trump said, and now the media is freaking out because he described a reality with actual true language. If we don't stop Joe Biden's war on American auto workers and American cars, you're going to have a complete decimation of the jobs and the livelihoods in the state of Ohio that rely on that auto industry, he continued. If you're in Michigan, if you're in Pennsylvania and your livelihood depends on the auto industry, what are you more worried about, Donald Trump telling the truth but using a word the media doesn't like, or the fact that Joe Biden is coming for your job and coming for your livelihood? This is so good for Republicans, Sean, that they are hysterically reacting to what Donald Trump said, ignoring the fact that it's true and it rings true for a lot of voters all across the heartland. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.